Channel.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Planet Gridiron, where football lives. With your host, Damian Anderson.
It's Friday. Welcome to Planet Gridiron on the Voice America Sports Network. We've got a lot to talk about. I'd like to welcome my co-host, Roland Hill. How you been doing, bud?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We'll be shortly joined by the prognosticator, Dave Lockhart. He's getting people off of million-dollar bails and stuff like that.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yeah,
it's his birthday, too.
Yeah, making it happen in the Valley. So, definitely. So, Roland, I always check you out. I mean, before we get into sports, I mean, we got the whole show for that. But I see you've been doing a lot of festival events, a lot of musical treats on your Facebook. You've been a lot involved in the theatrics.
Oh, yeah. We've been busy. Actually, not involved. We're getting involved.
Yeah, we're getting involved.
We're getting involved. And we're...
You just do on the radio voice. We're getting involved.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a theater voice. That's a theater voice. That's an ask for money voice.
Yeah. Okay, good deal. It's working.
We're putting together the Phoenix Black Children's Theater and workshop here in Phoenix.
Can white kids come?
It's open to everyone. It's open to everyone, of course. Get them dollars, but you know, we go to theater, and you know, my kid, he tried out for a play the other day, and he didn't get the part. Mm-hmm. Well, he sang and he danced and everything, but that part didn't call for a mulatto-looking little boy.
Right,
you know,
right.
It was Annie, get your gun, and the big sister was a redhead.
Right,
you know,
right.
So what we want to do is put some plays and things in place so that our children can participate. There's a lot of great material out there that they can perform.
And given that, I mean, because one thing that I'm going to love to talk about Dave about, because we just had a track meet come up, and when your son auditions, you know, for these, you know, when he goes full throttle, you know what I mean, for, you know, and he gives all of his heart, soul, everything he has into it, and you're watching, you know what I mean, because you know what it takes, you know the do's and the don'ts,
right.
I mean, because you've been in the industry. Do you, when he's done with that performance, do you critique him and like, you know, listen, you got to do this, you got to do that, or do you coach him up, or you know, I mean, how is that?
Well, you know, I don't really, after the performance or after the audition, I really don't say anything, and I let him talk about what he felt and how he felt about the performance.
Okay.
And then I'll wait a day or two, and then we'll talk about it.
I know you don't messed up, right?
No, actually, you know, I don't do that. No, because, you know, we only learn when we see ourselves, you know. And if he can sit there and say, you know, I probably, for instance, the other night, you know, at his at the concert, you know, he didn't really give it 100%. And it's like, Ira, you know, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about your performance? Well, I could have and I should have. And, man, I wish I could do this, you know. And so he sees it. So when he sees himself and he knows what he's done, then he's learning. If I'm sitting there, oh man, you should have did this, you should have done that.
Right.
He shuts down. Well, any person will shut down.
Like most kids.
Yeah.
Like most kids.
Yeah. Most people.
Gotcha.
You know? Don't point the finger at me.
Good. So I can't wait till Dave's going to walk in soon so I can talk to him about, because, you know, our kids run track together. So
yeah,
I
was there Saturday.
Yeah, I want to talk to him about a, you know, instance where, you know, he tells, I mean, Dave and I come like from the same cloth.
Yeah.
We didn't tell our kids exactly how a TI is. You know, we're going to let them know that they messed up. Yo, that looked pretty bad, bro.
That's important. You got to tell them that.
And that's kind of how, you know, I think you need to be honest.
Well, here's the bottom line. A kid is a kid. A kid doesn't know. A kid doesn't have 47 or 30 years of experience.
Right. So, shout out to happy birthday, Dave Lockhart.
Happy birthday, Dave Lockhart's in the house.
Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. The Big 4-0 was here.
Yeah.
So the Big 4-0.
So, Dave, before we get into sports, you know, we were waiting for you as we always do. You out there locking people up and setting them free off that 1060.
Trying to get them free.
So Dave, I mean, we were just talking about, I've seen Roland in the theatrics in the Valley, you know, doing a lot of performing himself and, you know, doing acting, modeling, you know, with his son, you know, being a triple threat, you know, out there. And
yeah, we got a violin for his daughter today.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Perfect. We do appreciate appreciate it. So, I'm not dropping dollars.
So, I mean, and we were talking about, you know, in terms of raising kids, Dave. I mean, and you, like I said, you and I are kind of cut from the same cloth in that if they perform terribly, we're going to let them know exactly what ITI is. You know, if they perform great, we're their number one supporters. You know, and one thing that I was talking to Roland, you know, in terms of we always debate about this, you know, he was around me a lot when we played our youth football league, and he was like, oh, I think everybody should play. And I'm like, no.
No.
No. No.
Well, I agree with that. You earn the right. But I think at that level, the level he was coaching, I think that those kids should get in and get some experience. For example, I think I text you, Ira's in Hamilton.
Yeah.
He's going to Hamilton. He's never played football before.
He's a Husky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And I told him, I said, some of these guys have played before, so you're going to have to bring it.
Well, speaking of sports, I mean, it's the same thing in professional sports. I mean, we got guys that are all Americans, all first round draft picks. Like, look at the Lakers bench. Right. I mean, not the Lakers bench as well, but look at the Celtics bench. Uh-huh. You know, you got Nate Robinson, who is probably the best athlete in the NBA. You know, could transcend any game and play it. You know, could even probably do hockey and do decent on some skates. You know, mm-hmm. The kid's a great athlete, but he sits the bench. You know what I mean? And that's just sports. And I don't know, I understand what you're saying. At a young age, you know, you want everybody to play. But I think at a young age, you don't want to set them up for the expectations.
Well,
like,
wait a minute. Let's put everything into perspective. Okay?
I played all the time.
You sitting on the bench, you getting a check. You with the Celtics. You're 8 years old. I just paid $125.
They were 10.
Yeah, okay. You understand what I'm saying?
But they get their 8 plays. You pay $125. 8 times 10, they get 80 plays a year. Not counting specialty.
I understand where you're coming from to some degree, but I'm more into what Damian's talking about. And also, the reason why I'm more into that is because this is a team, and you have other kids that are depending on each other. And that's when you start teaching the mm-hmm. team and the group concept.
Right, right.
And it's the greatest good for the greatest number of individuals. I'm a utilitarianist, as you see.
I like that.
With that being said, I'm going to tend to put the best kids out there for the majority of the time. Okay, yeah, the kids that may be not necessarily advanced, they'll get their opportunities, but that's why we have practice.
So what do you do when a kid he's standing on the sidelines, he really wants to play, but he's bored. Now he's frustrated with the game.
Go get the water.
And now he just wants to quit.
Well, I used to be that kid. I'm not going to lie. My first year of playing organized football, I was a pine rider. Mm-hmm. I did not get a lot of time. I could run faster than all the kids, but I didn't necessarily have all the skills that would allow me to play.
So do you think that time and sitting on that bench, I really want to play, so I'm going to work harder to get there?
That's what I was about to say.
And what I did as a coach, I mean, understand coming up, and I always felt as though that I was that kid that had to work always, you know, extra hard in order to be the best and all those things. So I could identify with,
The best or just to play?
No, all the above, you know, because I always played two years up with my brothers. And I was really – should have been playing with my age group, kind of like what my son does, you know, but he has a little bit better skill set. You know, his dad being a professional athlete taught him some nuances of the game, where I just ran out there with a big old helmet. I was like, yeah.
That's me. You know?
Where's the ball at? They're like, we're going to put Damian on the line.
But, you know, I think some kids have talent. Like, some can dance and some can't. Let's take Efren.
Right.
Efren, my son Efren, he's 3 years old. This kid is an athlete.
Okay. You can see it now.
Yeah.
You can see it already.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, bow-legged, everything. You got all
Ira is a musician.
But there's nothing wrong with that either. Huh?
Well, you saw him play out there.
He did win race walking.
That's correct.
I think he's the only African American
that does that now.
That's the Mexican side.
No,
he was not claiming the dominant gene. Now,
I'm not making. I'm not making a joke. I'm just saying he won that, and you should have. He could have went to nationals and placed.
Exactly.
And to me, that's just as important as a performance.
But he chose to go to Hollywood and perform with Second City, or to go to their workshop.
Well, fair enough.
But you saw him on the field playing a little.
And I thought that he had some skills.
Let's see what happens next year.
Give him the right tutelage. And I mean, shout out to Hamilton High School. They got a great program.
Absolutely, they do.
He'll be a freshman. Yeah,
he's joining a buddy of mine. Shout out to my guy Art Greyhouse. His son is also a freshman going over to Hamilton this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Has he played before?
Yes, he basically was sought after by a number of different schools.
So you saying they recruited? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
Don't
I will just say he was sought after, and he
that's
made
that
the
lawyer.
He made the rounds,
like
if you will. he
I
made
like,
the rounds.
Like that's that lawyer in him.
Remember now, we have open enrollment in Chandler now.
right, there you go.
They caught us by surprise.
Yeah,
they
Hamilton's a great program, not only athletically.
Shout out to Brophy Prep, Scooter.
Absolutely,
Scooter Molander. And we gotta give it up to Coach Eric, all them at Chandler High.
Yeah,
they're doing big things too.
That was an option.
And Dave, I know you know the names a lot better than I do. What's the quarterback, Brad? He's being recruited by everybody, the Chandler quarterback.
Hanley? No.
I don't know, but he's amazing.
He is. He's very good, extremely
highly
good.
Recruited by everybody. And
father played at U of A. Yep. Shout out to the Cats.
Yes, sir. Which Cats?
Northwestern Wildcats.
We mean U of A Cats. yeah, but he's highly recruited. Good quarterback. Good size, too.
Huge kid. So you guys been watching the game? You guys watched the game?
What game? That one again.
Hockey game. Hockey.
Oh, he went there. He went with the Blackhawks. Yeah, yeah.
Them boys out there, they up 2-1 on the Flyers. I just got to throw it in there. I'm feeling it.
You serious? You talking hockey?
I am.
Oh, he is serious.
I am.
Okay.
Give me a swear. I just got to throw it in there. We ain't won since 1961. I feel it could happen. That's enough on hockey.
Okay. Yeah.
Moving
forward. Let's go to the other games. Yeah.
moving forward, we got the Lakers. You know, in the Celtics, the old rivalry. I mean, I think that they met 12 times before, and this is the 13th or the 12th one, something like that. So,
this is the 12th one.
Okay, this is the 12th one, and the Lakers handily won it. You know,
wasn't close.
It wasn't close. It wasn't close. Kobe came through clutch, like he's been doing all playoff, all season long, being Kobe, what he does. How do you think it's very similar to what we saw in the Phoenix Suns series, or do you think that Celtics actually have a chance?
Well, Celtics still have a chance. I mean, they're still championship caliber. They still have the big three plus the supporting bench and cast. And
Rasheed Wallace.
And it seems to be some movement to the
obvious ringworm or what?
The permanent ringworm that he's had since high school.
terrible.
I think it's an uphill battle. Anybody that saw that game would say it's an uphill battle because they're having matchup problems that are not going
to
change.
Okay. So tell me, what does Doc Rivers do?
Do you go to the zone?
What you need to do is you need to get some players that are longer and bigger. So that's not going
to
happen.
You need to get Michael Jordan, '97, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Don't forget Pippen. Now.
Exactly. You know what the problem? If you look at the box score and some of the statistics, it's not as though the Celtics played poorly or they shot poorly. Right. They didn't. They shot an extremely high percentage. Okay. The problem is length, and there's nothing that you're going to do to be able to combat.
That's
the
been
length.
My problem a lot. Length.
We
keep girth.
It, hey. Or could it be both?
If you were so blessed.
Exactly.
You know, but just in this game, I mean, there's been a lot of talk. I mean, a lot of people say if he wins this, I mean, he has to get over the Celtics in order to be, you know, one of the greats. You know,
Kobe?
I mean, yes, in terms of better than West, in terms of better than Magic. Because, you know, Magic has 5 rings.
Correct.
I mean, he only has 4 right now. Magic, you know, beat Bird.
Yeah, I understand how you're measuring it, but, you know, a ring is a team effort.
It is.
The man as an individual.
But they look at
him.
What are his stats?
You know, you watch
him play. They look at Mike as the best ever, and he got 6.
And he is.
We'll talk more about that after the break. Planet Gridiron coming up. Hey, do they need replay in baseball?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it when we come back.
Let's talk about it when we come back after the break. Planet Gridiron, Voice of America Sports, Damon Anderson, Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoors subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back here at Planet Gridiron Radio and Voice America Sports with your host, Damian Anderson.
And as before we went to the break, we were talking about Kobe being the best Laker ever and possibly the best basketball player. I mean, dare we go there? I mean,
no, we don't go there.
I mean, okay. I mean, and why not, Dave? I mean, he has four titles. He's at 31. Jordan had, you know, he had six. And he had, I mean, it took him till he was like 35, 36 to get his six. So, say, for example, Kobe gets five this year and six at 34. Is he better than Mike?
You know, it takes time. It takes time. Once he retires and a little time passes, then they'll start considering him.
I'm saying if he gets six,
you discuss if he gets six or more,
he's better than Jordan. I grew up and I saw Jordan. I just think Jordan's amazing. I'm gonna tell you, he's Michael Jordan with the jump shot. Michael Jordan. I mean, growing up in Chicago, Mike would get 30 points, but he would get half of it, more than half, at the free throw line.
And driving and dunking.
You know, no, not towards the latter end of his career, Dave.
He had to follow a jumper then.
Yeah,
the unstoppable following.
It was not unstoppable.
He would be like
4 for 17 with 17 free throws. I mean, I'm just being realistic. I'm a huge Jordan fan. I mean, I had every pair of his shoes. I love the guy.
I am the Jordan fan. Okay, I love Michael Jordan.
But I'm real. I mean, you know, I'm honest with my son, and I tell him, hey, dude's better than you. You know, and that's how I just feel. And obviously, it's just my opinion. Right. But I think that Kobe's jump shot is just as consistent as
Mike. He's a better offensive player than Jordan. I agree with that. But
who's,
I don't think
who's a better technician?
But the better overall player, in my opinion, is Jordan.
Really?
I do. I believe that. The better overall player.
You know what? I got to go the other way. I got to go with Kobe.
Okay.
You got to think about who he's playing against now.
And see, that's my problem. You know? And I'm thinking about who he's playing with. Right. Jordan never had Shaq.
Okay. Jordan has Scotty. Scotty's best in top 50.
He had Pippen. He did have Pippen.
He's best 50 all time.
And not only that, he won championships against five different teams, too. I love that about Jordan. You know, it just shows you how terrible the players are now. I think the league is worse now. I think the word.
They have Bird and Isaiah.
All the technologies that's out now.
You have better athletes. That's what you're talking about. Right. You all have better athletes. But you're not talking about better basketball.
I'm gonna break it down to you because we know who they had. They had Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars. They had Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Clyde Drexler.
You forgot Ewing.
Come on.
You forgot about Ewing.
Come on, man.
You forgot about Ewing.
And they had Olajuwon, and he didn't win.
He didn't win until
Jordan retired.
Right. And you had David Robinson that was still there. A little soft.
They never won.
They did win with him.
Not when Michael was playing.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they didn't.
See, yeah.
Well, ain't nobody was winning when Michael was playing. that's the point.
But it was like, I mean, there's some similarities. You got Phil Jackson.
Correct.
You know, he was.
You got the triangle.
You got the triangle offense, and you have two amazing players. And I think for me, it's like, okay, he won the three with Shaq. You know, he got the one last year without Shaq. And then you took, to me, that proves something because he doesn't have Paul Gasol. You can't, I won't say he's a Scottie Pippen. I won't say that yet.
Do they win without Paul Gasol, though?
That's
kind of tough, isn't it?
That's an iffy. It's an iffy. It's like, did the Bulls win without Bill Cartwright?
But would they would have won with Scottie? No, because Jordan never won a championship without Scottie Pippen.
Right. So Scottie didn't win without Jordan. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean each other compliment.
So we're talking about these great players in basketball and great players of all time. We've got players out on the market that are free agents or contracts
notably LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Amari
Chris
Starmer,
Bosh.
Chris Bosh.
And we were talking, they're going to have a meeting, or they were talking about having a meeting?
They wanted it's come out that they're not, more so just like a conference call. Hey, buddy, Roland, I'm going to call you up, call Dave up, and we're going to talk about, you know, for me, if say, for example, if we all were the, you know, one day when we all become the best, you know, radio personalities on the air, and we're talking about
if we become, we are.
I mean, we have to grow.
Okay,
you know, baby
steps. And discuss business, discuss contracts,
discuss, you know, what market. You know, we all have a market that we want to tap into, and it's like, you know, Chicago's pulling me heavily. Obviously, it's going to be national syndicated, the show. You know, obviously, it's going to be everywhere.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, you know, you want to go to L.A., you know, because that's, you know, Cali, where you're from. Dave wants to go to the South, because that's where he's from.
The dirty.
And, you know, the dirty, and I want to go to the Shy, because that's where, you know, I feel at home. But obviously I rep Arizona because, you know, that's where I've been.
Right.
But, you know, given that, you know, we have all these offers from all these places, and we want to dominate the market. So it's like, okay, well, why don't we all go to one place, still do our great show, and just nationally syndicate it? Why don't we, you know, we could all take a pay cut, still work together, and dominate rather than split up.
Would that be considered collusion?
How is that collusion?
I mean, let's ask Dave.
Well,
I'm not a labor lawyer, but.
tell me, isn't it the same thing as a team wanting to get two players? You know, just two players that are free agents.
But that's not collusion under those examples that you're giving right there. When you have, let's say, for instance, the Knicks. Okay, let's just throw them out there. Let's say they want Dwayne Wade and they want LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if they can offer the best package and a package that they're willing to accept, that's not really collusion. That just means that they outbid everyone and they offer the best opportunity. Collusion occurs when you're shutting people out and you don't have a free or open market. That's when you have where there's going to be some suggestion where you're going to get legal troubles. Okay.
Right.
That's not what we're dealing with here. So if we're looking at it from that particular aspect, is what they're doing in terms of maybe putting a meeting together? No, not really. Unless they have the power and the ability to dictate to some degree to the detriment of the league. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they have the ability to do that anyway.
Well, I think don't get me wrong, I think if we get, you know, Chris Bosh, LeBron James, and Dwayne Wade on the same team.
Somebody going to be winning championships.
and to me, that's a great thing. I mean, because that's what, it would go against everything that free agency was established to do. I mean, free agency was established to make people rich. You know, like the whole back in the day with Reggie White, you know, when he was trying to get his free agency, you know, agency deal, and he basically, you know, broke the market open, I mean, in terms of football.
Sure.
But, I mean, just to think, if these guys, they're already multimillionaires, do they really need another mansion? Yes. Do they really need another Lambo? Do they really need another, you know, G4 jet? What's about the purity of the game? Is it about winning championships and being considered the best ever?
That's what it's supposed to be about. But in reality, we'll have to wait and see.
Because I firmly believe there's always going to be the asterisk associated with it. You know what I mean? Because like Jordan was the best ever. If you got four of the best, you know, you had the four of the best there. You're supposed to win the game. So to me, if I was LeBron, if I was D Wade, I would want to, you know, stay in similar situations and get a compliment guy. Give me a Gasol.
A max guy, maybe a second tier player.
Get me a Paul Gasol. Give me
a Joe Johnson.
Or get me a guy that could come off and compliment the team and necessarily get me that 20-10.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every other night. I think that's what you need, not necessarily have
four superstars
just
or two
powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
Well, that hadn't been the formula thus far, if you think about it, you know, from what we're growing up watching.
Right.
Okay. Because even if you.
The Lakers, I don't know. Back in the 80s.
That's exactly what I was about to say. What I was going to say about
Dallas Cowboys were amazing.
Well, you had the Lakers when they had Kareem and Magic. Okay.
And Joe, James Worthy?
Okay. Right. Oh, James Worthy.
AC Green.
Was it Jamal Wills?
AC Green.
They had Michael Cooper.
He was hot. AC, don't.
Hey, don't sweat the curl.
Yeah. I'm just tripping on him, man.
AC Green.
Yeah, they had a squad.
They were deep, and they gelled. And they played basketball. I mean, you look at the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They dominated.
I mean, it was some shenanigans they were doing with the salary cap, but no question. They were. Right. They were.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? So back in the early 80s, who else? San Francisco 49ers. Mm. They were loaded with talent.
Loaded.
And let's be honest, loaded with talent gives you at least the opportunity to win. Doesn't guarantee you, but every day it's going to give you an opportunity to compete for wins.
I mean, look at the New Orleans, New England Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, they were loaded with talent and went undefeated and got tapped.
So now where does the NBA Players Association step in?
They don't. They're free agents. They go where they want to. You know what I mean?
They would have a problem. They would, because what – you hit the nail on the head, Damian, when you said initially that the whole idea was free agency was to what? Make people rich.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're taking contracts that are either undervalued and not commensurate with your talent, mm-hmm. then we got a problem with
that. Or that max deal.
That max deal, are you leaving on the table? Uh-huh. That's going to cause a problem, just like the problem, remember, when people tend to forget. Rodriguez was supposed to go to the Boston Red Sox. He's willing to take less money, remember, mm-hmm. with the Rangers. And their union stepped in and said, oh, no, you won't. You won't be taking less money because the impact it has on the remainder of the free agents and baseball. We're not going to have that happen.
Who has the strongest union, baseball, football, or basketball?
Baseball, by far.
They can't
who
touch
has
them.
The weakest?
NFL.
Yeah. NFL.
NFL, no question it has the weakest. But who has the best sport?
NFL.
Yep, that's America's game.
What does everybody watch? I mean, have you guys been seeing the baseball highlights? They got like seven people in the stands. How do these dudes get these contracts?
Who, the Diamondbacks?
No, I mean, just everybody.
Florida had like 13,000.
They play so many games. You know?
But it doesn't
they collect
matter.
So much
I mean,
money.
How? Like with 13,000?
I guess that and the TV contract.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, how do you get – I mean,
and you don't see their games everywhere.
Now, look at that, Damian. We started noticing the salary started dropping precipitously this year compared to what they have been. You know, you're going to have the superstar make his money, but for the most part, you don't see these huge salaries.
What's wrong with the NFL, NFL's union? It's, you know, the rich guys get richer and the poor guys get poor. You might have heard that, you know. These guys, the NFL players, I don't understand.
With all the minimums if you become a man, you get paid.
Exactly.
No, here's the deal. You're going in as an NFL player. They're asking you to play more games. They're asking you to do more things. It's becoming all year. Like now, they're out there playing right now.
You wouldn't take it for $300,000?
I think it's now four.
No, wait a minute now.
No, it's
wait
like 330.
Wait, well, hang on a second. You know, if you're going to do that, then they need to pay you more money.
Hold on for a second.
And then what about the guarantees? There's no guarantee. They cut you. You get no money.
Well,
that's why you
got to
get the
upfront
money, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you got to make the team.
But in reality, I understand what you're saying. $300,000 is not a lot compared to the person that makes.
I know I'm normally sitting on the other side of the bench.
No,
but
that goes along with the same saying of the 10-year-old football team. You got some monsters on your team that deserve more playing time, monster money. And they're not. Larry Fitzgerald isn't necessarily a LaRod Stevens Holland.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Larry Fitzgerald is an All-Pro. Larry Fitzgerald is University of Phoenix. Larry Fitzgerald is the face of the Arizona Cardinals and the National Football League.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he plays that way.
Uh-huh.
And he's deserving of that contract. LaRod Stevens Holland is making his way. So you mean to tell me you can't say, okay, he deserves what this guy's making?
Oh, no. By no means am I saying that. What I'm saying is that, if I'm going to come into the league and I'm playing 16 games, and now I want you to play two more games, so that's
18.
two more chances for me to get hurt.
Well, I thought that was for – are they trying to extend the season, or are they trying to extend the preseason?
No, just the regular season. They would extend the season, and they shorten the preseason.
Oh, well, I'm sure that would be in
that's
labor.
What
that
do.
Would be in labor, you know, kind of. Conversations. I'm sure they would have to.
You know what though? It also would have to increase the pay. Then it would
that's
have to
what
increase
I'm saying.
The floor.
That's what they would have to
gain
right.
pay.
Yeah, it's going to have to because now you're getting 1/17th of a salary.
Right.
You now would get. Let me see. If you're going to extend two more, just 1/19th.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to get because you have to.
No, it's 16 now, so it'd be.
It's actually 1/17 because remember your bye week.
Yeah,
So that's the way they'll do it. So
we'll be back after the break. Baseball, they made a big, huge call. We're going to talk about it here on Planet Gridiron on the Voice America Sports Network with your boy Damian Anderson, Dave Lockhart, Roland Hill. Be back in a minute.
To the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
Welcome back, guys. Here at Planet Gridiron, we always encompass everything sports. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's pretty much made head news all around the sports world. It was the Tigers were playing the Cleveland Indians. And 28-year-old Tigers pitcher Armando Galarraga going into the bottom of the ninth, you know, ground out to second base, threw him out, and they called him the umpire. What was his
Joyce.
Name? Jim Joyce. Called him safe.
And he blew the call.
And it was the kid would have had a perfect game.
Yeah.
I mean, they end up, you know, he had a – you know, the next batter, did they get the next batter out?
No, it was a hit, Max. It actually ended up being like a one-hitter.
Ended up being a one-hitter. And so a big controversy ensued. I mean, obviously for missing the call, the guy, you know, has like 20 years or 12 years, something like that, a very long history with being a great umpire. So, right. And he came out publicly and said that, you know, which I thought was great, and said that he missed
and
the call.
And one mistake doesn't define a man.
No, of course, but that's not it.
We leave that.
Does baseball need instant replay, or do you reverse the call?
Well, if we can have instant replay at home, why can't they have it in the big leagues? Okay, and that's one of the big arguments that Charlie Casserly used in the NFL meetings. I think around 2003 was when they were making a decision in the NFL if they were going to go to a permanent basis instant replay. And I think the same type of logic should be used in here.
My thing
is,
you use instant replay for home runs,
right? So we have the capability to use it.
It doesn't make sense.
The idea is to be right. At the end of the day, you know,
I don't agree with instant replay at all. Even in football, I think a call is a call is a call. If it's a mistake, it's part of the game. We're all human, you know.
Yeah, but we're trying to remove the mistake because
there is human error.
Because of the detriment.
So if it had, you're playing in the Super Bowl, or national championship, or a high school championship, or even pitching a perfect game, because you played a little bit of baseball in your day, you know, and you got bottom of the ninth, and you throw a pitch, and you're like, yes, you know, Damien's gonna throw him out at first base,
and
he calls him safe. And I do.
Damien
does. Call him safe, and you're gonna go down in history as throwing a no hitter, Roland Hill.
No perfect game.
Sorry, perfect game, and no. You're just like, hey, it's okay, guys.
Well, he just clearly, blatantly made a mistake. Yeah, everybody knows he made a mistake.
But how is this gonna go into the Hall of Fame, though? How is this?
It's not going to.
The guy did throw a perfect
game.
No, he did. It's not on paper, but everybody knows.
No. It'll be forgotten because it's not on paper.
According
to Tim Kirchin.
You're going to walk through the halls. You walk through the halls, and they got all these little different things. You know, this happened on this day. That happened on that day. No. This will happen.
They'll call this the almost perfect game.
Yeah, it'll be there.
No, I'm sorry. You know what? I don't want the almost because I threw a perfect game.
You don't want that.
You'll stand out. You'll be all alone.
Almost only counts in butt whoopings and hand grenades. Butt whoopings and hand grenades. That's when almost matters.
Right.
You don't want that. Yeah, man, I almost threw a perfect game. Who says that? I mean, he did, but going down on paper, it won't matter. And I think the fact that they have it for home runs, and they should definitely have it for questionable calls like this.
Absolutely, they should use it. There's no reason why they shouldn't use it. And I hear what purists say, but you know what? I just disagree with that. The reason why we have advancements, the reason why we use technology, is because we want to make the game better. And the idea is to be right.
Okay, then let me shoot up on game day.
Shoot up?
Shoot up?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Let me
that
put
happens.
In. Huh?
Shoot that happens
shoot
anyway.
Up what?
Let me give me my extra juice here so I can be stronger, faster.
That happens anyway.
Field,
yeah,
huh?
People do that. Numbing agents and Novocaine shots and all kinds of things. That's us permitted.
Okay, then on Monday I'll get some more so the pain goes away and I can go back and out and start
Damian,
working
does that
up.
Not exist now? Do we not do that?
Yeah, pretty much.
That was going on in college.
I mean, that's just what it is. That's sports, buddy. I mean, it's just like your job. When you go to your job, you're
okay,
like,
what
I need something to
what's
to go to work from 9 to 5.
What's a big deal about, what is it, HGH?
HGH?
Or, yeah.
I see, I've already said that. You know, my personal opinion is I don't have a problem with HGH as long as it's monitored and administered.
Well, I mean, people get the whole, like, the negative connotation because it's PED, performance-enhancing drugs, and then necessarily it's a lack of communication or lack of understanding of the drug and the impact that it could have. And if people feel like an individual that takes it can have an advantage.
Okay, so explain
over
to me
person.
why is Barry Bonds in the doghouse?
Barry Bonds has never been charged with anything.
Okay, so nobody wanted him to play on their team.
Well, I mean, they didn't want the circus that came along with Barry Bonds. Very
right.
Similar to T.O., you know, Terrell Owens.
Okay.
Especially toward the end of his career, because we obviously were very tolerant of him when he was playing at an extremely high level, regardless of whether what.
I mean, dude hit 72 home runs, bro. 72.
I think you cut him, 73.
Was
he hit 73 bombs.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was more. He hit 70.
Over after 70. The age of 35. Who does that?
Yes. whose head gets four sizes, hat sizes bigger?
His feet grew. His feet and his head grew after the age of 30.
His feet and his head, yeah.
And, you know, special shout out. You know, I loved Ken Griffey Jr. He called it a career.
Two days. Did he?
Yeah, he called it a career. 630 home runs. He's fifth on the all-time
home
run.
He said he wasn't
list.
Trying to transition. He wasn't trying to do that.
Yeah, he just said.
I think you know it's time when you're sleeping in the clubhouse.
Well, no, you know what he
and
said.
And you're
batting
184.
No, he said
184
that.
With
he
no home
he
runs.
He doesn't even
year.
Watch the game anymore. He sits upstairs. In the clubhouse, whatever, watch television, goes to sleep. And I guess he got caught doing that.
Yeah, he got caught.
It was obvious that you needed to just hang him up. Bud.
The skills were eroding.
Yeah,
and had eroded.
Yeah.
But he's played 22 years. I've given us. Hey, do you know he won a Golden Glove for every year in the 1990s?
Really?
Yeah, consecutive. He's the only person from 90 to the year 2000 to 99.
He was pretty amazing.
He was. He was really amazing. And
I was a big fan.
I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I would say so.
Yeah, 630 home runs. Yeah, with a heck of a career.
And he had a beautiful swing, man. I mean, it was just
loopy.
Gone.
Yeah. You heard his approach to the game in terms of hitting was just, hey, you know, I really don't keep a book on it. You throw it, I see it, I hit it. That's as simple as it kept it.
Okay.
But that's a terrible teacher.
Okay,
it
well, answer
is.
Me this.
Because we don't have the talent that he has.
Okay, well, is his talent natural or is his talent just being around the game?
His daddy played.
I know. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Being around the game, being around the guys, and the guys not showing him any mercy and actually throwing him that stuff and showing him, you know, what the guys pitch.
I mean, he's grown up in the game. Why do you think
it's a combination.
It is.
Yeah.
He's obviously very gifted. Yeah. There's no question. I thought that he was one of the best athletes to ever play baseball. Okay. And
Ricky Henderson, better than Ricky Henderson?
Ricky Henderson was a heck of an athlete,
aggressive,
too. No question he was. But
I think Ricky Henderson will tell himself he's the best athlete.
Well, pretty Ricky, that's what they call him.
We saw him at the Matt Kemp. He had a curl, too.
I saw him up there at that Ahwatukee IHOP one time when he was playing with San Diego. Arrogant as hell.
Ricky.
Okay, so does this put Drake in the front seat? Does this put Drake in the driver's seat?
Well, it gives him some advantages that other kids won't enjoy.
And I was talking to one of Coach Miles. We're going to have him on the show soon. He's a defensive back coach for the Carolina Panthers, and his son is a star track athlete at Hamilton. And got a track scholarship at ASU.
Tell Ryan Miles.
He summed it up everything. And when he was saying, we were talking about our kids, raising kids, you know, to be athletes and stuff like that, he's like, I got answers to the test.
Thank you.
And that's all it is. He's like, I got, you know,
there you
I, was
go.
Like, I was like, there you go.
Go.
He's like, I
there
got
you go.
I got answers to the test. I know exactly everything that they're going to look for. I know how you need to do it.
Thank you.
All you have to do is listen.
Right. Because he already is going to have the athletic ability.
Exactly.
He's already demonstrating that. So I agree. So to answer the question,
yes. So we will put Uncle Damien in Uncle Dave's phone and speed dial in Ira's phone this yeah. next year.
Well, I mean, the thing with Drake that I forget sometimes is that he's younger playing with older kids, and I forget that if he played it with his age group, it would be disgusting.
Do you forget that he is younger?
I forget that he is younger.
He's younger.
Yeah, and I just think that it's
because
like,
he's quite articulate.
Yeah. I forget that.
And he's athletically advanced. He is. Yeah.
And I forget that, you know, when he's playing against, like, say, for example, when he was 9 playing against 12-year-olds, I wouldn't think about that. I just think, you know what, you're on the same field.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuses.
Now, do you talk football to him? Like, did you see that hole? Yeah. What did you see when you come
technique.
Through there?
Did you see the cover two? Where's the safety at? You know, did the corner squatted? They didn't bail. What was that? You know, and he'll be like, oh, the probably press man or, you know,
really?
Cover two. Yeah. I mean, that's how you have to. But it's very advanced. You got kids nowadays that don't do other sports. They just play football all year round.
Wow.
I think it's terrible.
I was about to, at that age, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's too over-concentrated, but I think for the most part, I mean, you let them experience it.
Now, do you think this is because dad's trying to live through their child or dad's wishing for a big contract himself?
No,
I think, because the kid just loves this sport so much?
Tell you what, I think it's a combination because I think if I had football year round when I was a kid, I would have played all year round. You know, if my parents let me, I mean, it was expensive. So, I mean, and it felt like we were recession every year. And
every day.
You know, for me, my son is 4.
I know about you. Did y'all daddy go around and just turn off all the lights in the house?
He was very adamant about keeping the lights off. So if you're not in the room, you don't use that light.
I do that. I find myself doing that now. What is this?
Computers. That's 25 cents worth of light.
Exactly.
Computers on, no one's even using it.
Now, that definitely happens in my house. I come home and the house is empty, but that light on in my daughter's bathrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, they hear it when I hit the door.
Why that light on?
When they hit the door, because I'm home. Who left the light on?
You ever see Everybody Hates Chris?
Exactly.
Honey, that's 35 cents worth of tape.
It's so true. But, you know, we always got to talk about the NFL. And going to the NFL, Reggie Bush got an investigation on him, talking about they possibly might, you know, revoke his Heisman Trophy. And how do you guys feel about that? Because we dealt with the Brian Cushing, the revote. You know, about obviously performance. Well, what do you think about, you know, people having problems with the personal conduct, you know, violating whatever rule it may be, or finding out that there may be infractions in behavior, whether pro or they call it, it's basically semi-pro in college.
Yeah.
You know, but they call it, you know, infractions in professional.
How long ago?
What college?
He won the Heisman 5-6 years ago, right?
5 or 6.
I mean, to me
personally.
There
are no statute of limitations on that?
I mean, to me personally.
It should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Personally, I feel that he was amazing.
No, he was the best player in the country when he won it.
Yeah.
Thus he,
so what are they upset about?
They gave him $300,000. He's still amazing.
What did they say about, what is it, Mark Sanchez? Is that his name?
Yeah, Mark Sanchez.
He went to the Jets, had to take a pay cut?
Yeah, exactly. They were saying that about Larry Johnson and UNLV, number one pick. when he went to the NBA.
But, you know, switching gears, I mean, we got Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne says that he does not want to do OTAs, you know, very much like Brett Favre did, you know, last year. And these guys get up in years. I mean, my thing is, you know what, I'm going to save it till we come after the break because we've got 1 minute to the break, and I don't want to get into it and then get
cut
off.
I'm with you.
You know, I just want you guys to think about that.
I have a strong opinion.
And call in 888-346-9144, Planet Gridiron Radio for our listener line, and we love the calls.
And we'd love to hear your opinion.
Definitely, because I mean that I just have a strong opinion about players that just feel like, you know, hey, I'm too good for it. You know?
Well, I got a problem with Brett Favre. We can go in his approach to OTAs and camp. So
oh, yeah?
I got a problem with that.
Okay,
I got a problem with the union.
We'll be back after the break. Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network. Damian Anderson, Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Back here on Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports, with your host, Damian Anderson.
Before the break, we were talking about OTAs, and that's organized team activities for the NFL, and it's voluntary. I mean, you don't have to go, but like you said, the game's all year round, and it's a great time to for guys that, you know, such as I were, that were on that teetering area,
on the bubble,
mm-hmm. that need to be seen every day and let them know that they cared about, you know, being there and that they wanted to be on that team.
That love, baby.
Yeah, yeah. They would work out some days, even 6 days a week, and when they would ask for the keys when it was closed, just to prove a point, I want to be here. But, no, we got guys like Brett Favre, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of all time in the NFL, and receivers, one of the best in the game right now, Reggie Wayne. Mm-hmm. I mean, my whole thing with Reggie Wayne is, if Peyton Manning just had neck surgery and he ain't complaining about not being at OTA,
right.
You shouldn't be complaining about being at OTA.
But does his, unwillingness to go to OTAs, is that more because he's not happy with the contract? That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That seems to be the issue, not necessarily that he doesn't want to go to OTAs, but...
But this is kind of like a norm. We get a lot of players that are like, oh, I don't want to go.
I'm
going to take my trip to Africa. I'm going to go to, you know, I'm still on vacation.
And they are voluntary, though. You know, they are voluntary. So I can understand some of the guys...
That's what I'm talking about. They ask more.
But
I mean, do you get paid more? It's voluntary.
But this the NFL... It's the biggest sport in the world.
And you wonder why there are no guaranteed contracts.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if
the signing bonus is guaranteed.
Right.
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of variables that go into
right.
that you need to understand. Just like, say
maybe.
For football.
You can't guarantee a contract.
No, but I'm
too.
Saying, like, football, you have 50 to 60 guys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? On a team.
Right.
Basketball, you have, you know,
14 to 15.
Yeah, 14 to 15.
And
baseball, you
25.
Have. And all of them in baseball, what I love about baseball, there's that 2-year period before you can get the big, you
right.
know, the big deals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about baseball. And I think that, you know, the NFL, if they implemented standards like that and deferred
right.
some of that money to the veterans, everyone would be a lot happier because it would take away that. First
Matthew
off,
Stafford
yeah,
that contract.
Yeah, you know, it would take away this guy coming in here.
Getting 40
but you know what? You're just one play away from not playing anymore.
Well,
right, so that's why you got to earn it.
That's any sport, okay?
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
you're one way from pulling a job muscle and not come being able to come on the best show on Voice America Sports Network. You just never know.
A jaw muscle.
You might pull a larynx.
Now, how would that happen?
Yeah. yeah.
Let's not go there, okay?
I got a good idea.
Exactly.
I hope that they don't involve you.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, what I'm trying to say is you
my jaw will never be sprung.
I don't know, after them thick Thursdays in my...
Shout out to Vic Thursday. But no, I mean, my whole thing is that there's a risk in everything, a risk associated. And obviously, there's a higher risk associated in football. Like the insurance, I'm sure it's way greater in comparison to, you know,
golf.
Yeah, golf, right. Basketball, baseball, you know, throwing the pitch on the wedge, you know what I mean? All those things. Soccer. I think the most important thing is that they have an opportunity, man. And I think that that's what us being proactively and talking about these areas and discussing the fact that there's injustices in contracts.
Right, but with that being said, I'm a team. I'm the Cardinals, and I sign you, and I give you all this money or whatever.
Okay.
Is there an insurance company that will insure you in case you get hurt?
Lords of London. Really? I had one when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Matter of fact, that's what covered McGahee when he tore his knee. The ink was barely dry. He actually signed that contract before the injury he sustained in the championship.
Who got the money? The team?
He didn't get it. It would have gone to McGahee. Yeah. Okay. If he could not have played professional football, but he was able to play, so he didn't have to collect. However, if he had blown his knee out, and let's say there was arterial damage,
right,
and you couldn't repair the knee, and it was going to be nerve damage.
You come back from the injury.
You can't come back. He gets to collect the $2.5 million.
He gets to collect it. Huh. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's
So it's a player that, I mean, that I guarantee carries
you,
a policy.
I guarantee
holds
you,
policy.
Adrian Wilson, you know, Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, you name the top guys all around the league, they have some sort of insurance policy.
Especially if you have, like, 1 year left on the contract or you play for the tender that you just have and there's no other catch net in terms of a second year.
Yeah.
You always play with some form of insurance.
So it's not
policy.
The team that carries policy, that buys a policy.
No, not necessarily.
It's a player.
So, they may have some, but I know for a fact that baseball and basketball actually have insurance for terminal injuries or, you know, injuries where a person can't play any longer.
Uh-huh.
And that's what covers. Because I know that happened with one of these guys. He retired not too long ago. Played Brian Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't retire now because it was too much money. But he couldn't play. Physically unable to perform. And that resulted in them having to say, okay, we're going to eat the contract. Insurance picks that up. Yeah. That doesn't count against their – that doesn't affect necessarily, let's say, the Celtics or whoever held it.
Right.
So, and they do that all the time in baseball.
Huh. So, I mean, speaking of contracts, Darrell Revis, the best corner in the game, arguably, him and Nnamdi Newsom-Nura.
Asamoah.
From the Raiders.
Yes.
Who gets paid 15, and I say this again, $15 million a year. To basically chill by himself because no one throws
over there.
Yeah.
Nobody throws over there.
To sit and hang out like, this is great.
Yeah.
And Darrell Revis has been challenged by the best, and he's locked them all down.
He
and
has.
He's like, I
want that kind of money.
I'm scheduled to make $1 million, and I want 15. And he told me, they told me the Jets training, you know, the general manager as well as Rex Ryan told them that they would have a deal inked before training camp.
Okay.
And is he right by saying this? I bring it, it's like a very much similar to a Chris Johnson situation.
Well, I mean, he obviously has an existing contract with 2 years on it.
Show him the money.
Well, he has this contract that he has already signed. But with that being said, yes, he is the best cornerback in the league as of right now.
So should he be compensated?
Certainly he's got to be compensated at a level that's commensurate with his level of play.
Okay, and then that's the thing, then Chris Johnson should be compensated.
Maybe.
So do you think the team is thinking, oh, money, I'm not going to give up this money? Or do you think a team will say, well, you know, this guy is really worth this kind of money, so
Darrell
let's
Revis
give
is
it
worth
to him.
The money.
Darrell Revis is going to get his money.
But yes. The thing about it is, like, don't get me wrong, like, as a player, he probably got that half of it spent already. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what the thing is like, the team.
He's not Nnamdi Asamoah. <That's okay. laughs>
The thing about it is that you have to restructure. I mean, you have to restructure, you know.
How
find
does that
out
affect
how,
your cap?
Well, yeah, where are we going to pull this from? You know what? How it's a checks and balances. I mean, you
so
can't just
he
say
knows this.
You want $15 million. Here you go.
Right. Yeah. So he knows this. So now he needs to just sit back and let them do what they need to do.
No, I mean that's why he's become. He's been very open with it. He's like, hey, they told me that I was going to get a contract before the end of the year. You know, before
so
training camp started.
It.
And he's
it.
Telling like he'll come on. You know, and telling various media outlets that hey, I want. They told me I was going to get my money. I want my money. I want Nnamdi Asamoah makes $15 million a year.
If the team's working on it, then he just needs to sit back and let him work on it and quit beating them over the head.
And then next thing you know, it'd be the game done started and he's making $1 million. No. He's shaking hands with Nnamdi Asamoah and he's making $15 million. How would you feel about that? And you're just, oh, he's just, hey,
yeah,
let
I
go.
Wouldn't be too happy. It wouldn't be
well,
too
no,
happy.
You,
I mean,
you
there
wouldn't
would
be
ways.
Happy.
Where's your agent? Where's your lawyer? You
that's
know what I mean?
That's where they're working. He's just being vocal. He's just being vocal about it.
Speaking about agents, did you hear Randy Moss firing his long-term agent this week?
No.
Yeah, Randy Moss fired his agent.
Probably taking some money or something.
No, he says that he feels that he wants someone that's hungry, and he's looking to get money off of the field, endorsements. He believes he's earned it. And he's entitled right. to you know,
it's amazing. He hasn't. He hasn't gotten all that. You know, he should.
I think Randy's that has more to do with name. Randy Moss. Than
I have smoking
does,
yeah. dope or what?
Yeah, smoking dope, almost hitting people with cars in Minnesota. And just
talking about straight cash, homie.
being very standoffish. And I think that, you know, when he was a mentor, you know, I think Larry Fitzgerald took pages from, you know, Chris Carter. And
he learned what not to do when it came to Randy Moss. His interactions with Randy
he's
Moss.
Like, okay, I know how okay, to, I know how to catch the ball like that, but I don't want to act like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that he just took some
But he's
pages.
Changed quite a bit, hasn't
has he?
Over the years?
No. I saw him on a couple ESPN
interviews,
and I mean, he has his truck. You know, he's taking care of his kids. He's doing, you know,
Where's he from? Texas?
West Virginia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He and
Jason Williams.
Yeah,
point guard.
Right. I was thinking Jerry West, but both of them from, I think it's Bell Point, West Virginia.
The point guard for the Magic.
Yes, sir.
He had a
cocktail hour. He's pouring drinks for everybody.
a little agua.
but I don't know. What do you got? We got about 30 seconds to the close. What do you guys think about this series? Just give me your ideas.
You know what? The Celtics still obviously have an opportunity to win this, but based on what we all saw, I'm going to believe my lying eyes. I think the Lakers are going to win this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but just given everything Kobe's responded from, you know, I just think it's just a great story. Will he be better than Mike? That remains to be seen. But I think Lakers in six.
Six.
I'd say Lakers in six. Rolling?
Six. I don't know no difference.
That's the show on Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network. We appreciate you guys tuning in. For myself, I'm Damian Anderson.
D-Lock, Dave Lockhart.
Roland Hill.
We'll see you guys next week. Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.